Good morning. It's Saturday, June 13th, 2026, and we're diving into today's AI jobs landscape. Speaker 2, and what a landscape it is. Meta's AI unit is in open revolt after 8,000 layoffs, with engineers calling it a soul-crushing gulag. Meanwhile, U.S. tech cut 38,000 jobs in May, with AI as the top reason cited. Speaker, it's brutal out there. But here's the twist. While some roles are disappearing, capital is flooding into AI-native projects. Prometheus just raised $12 billion to build an artificial general engineer. Speaker, exactly. And Mistral is eyeing a 20 billion euro valuation. The message is clear. If you're in a redundant role, it's time to pivot toward agentic workflows or AI infrastructure. Speaker, it's Speaker. I've seen startups like Thekker raising $85 million for reconfigurable factory robots, and tools like Insforge are popping up to support autonomous coding agents. The shift is real. Speaker, and let's not forget the demand for new skills. Claude Code is still a benchmark, but cheaper alternatives like Kimi K2.7 Code are gaining traction. Even non-engineers need to upskill in things like text-to-SQL or graph databases for agent memory. Speaker, Cloudflare's CEO even said AI has made entire categories of workers obsolete. It's harsh, but it's the reality. Companies are using AI as cover for layoffs, according to MIT researchers. Speaker, so what's the play here? If you're job hunting, roles like agent engineer or eval engineer are hot. The Hacker News hiring thread is full of them. Speaker, and if you're not technical, tools like Anthropic's Cowork or Google's Gemini SQL 2 show there's a path for no-code AI adoption. Structured data skills are in demand. Speaker, bottom line, capital is flowing to physical world automation and AI-native infrastructure. Follow the money, upskill, and adapt or risk getting left behind.